Hi, this is Mummy, and welcome to Universe of Truth. Tonight we have Sierra Sky, who is clairaudience, a spirit rescuer, and a Reiki master teacher. Her gifts have been a guidance force for many years. This is the story of her rebirth and her spiritual, just her spiritual growth and how she came from confusion and fear to be able to be one of the workers of light. She works with Archangel Michael to do clearings and rescue spirits that have been wandering the earth, and a lot of them have been frightening a lot of people. I've worked with her closely, and I think of her as a dear friend and a wonderful, gifted person because she's done so much for me and my family, and she has faced the demons and darkness, and she works so well knowing that she carries the truth, and she works with the angels to help so many people. Sierra, thank you so much for being with me today.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Yay. Hey, I heard today is your anniversary, you and Lion.
Yes, it is. One-year anniversary. And he's in Texas, and I'm in Georgia.
What are you doing in Georgia?
I'm actually on location. I got called into a house that I've been working with that we've cleared. A lot of paranormal activity going on. The little boy was affected, and we actually had to go in and take a succubus that was attached to him, suffering from night terrors, and I was called in. I just actually flew here yesterday, and I'm here on location through Monday, helping this family get through the Halloween tonight. You know, we're setting up EVPs, and I'm doing this alone with the family. I'm working just side by side with them. So we did a first round of EVPs last night. One of the problems is the house is clear, but it's the lingering energy where the woman here that is highly sensitive, just like the little boy, is actually hearing footsteps upstairs. This is a two-story house, and then at night between 12 and 3 a.m., she's hearing footsteps, but her bed also is like a vibration. I'm actually sitting on her bed right now, and it's like a humming vibration, and we're trying to find the source of it through electromagnetics, maybe a ley line. But I thought, you know, if I go outside and start dousing, you know, the neighbors are going to be going, what is she doing? So I'm actually just working very close with them, and we're going to take it through Halloween and through the next couple of days, and I'm going to try to shift their way of thinking around into a more positive thinking, because negative energy feeds off of fear. And, you know, if they're frightened in this house, then it's just going to make things worse, even if it's gone. So, and that's something I had to go through during my haunting, which I was just, can I touch base on my haunting for the listeners?
Yeah, you know, Sierra, can I interrupt you with your story? This, I didn't expect this to happen in the radio show, but however, I'm getting a lot of energy, and probably it's because of where you're sitting right now. And it's like it can be worked on. So if you want, we can work together to heal that energy, because it really feels like I need to work with you on this for some reason.
Yeah, this energy is just amazing. I mean, when she told me about the vibration going on in her bed, I was like, well, wait a minute. You know, how come nobody else in the house is feeling this vibration? But the footsteps, if you go up on the above level, you know, it's a beautiful home. The footsteps, though, are actually in the dining room, which is right above her bedroom. So she's hearing it coming through the vent, but the vibration is on her bed. You know, it's just like that humming vibration of energy that seems to be just connected to the bed. Now, we did close up a portal. I'm in the room where we closed up a portal that was in the mirror. So we went ahead and we closed the mirror up. You know, it's a very easy process. And, you know, the mirror is fine, but this vibration thing is just something that I can't put my finger on where it's coming from. I've gone under the bed, you know. It's one of those mattresses that you just can't flip. It's got some kind of something underneath it, but it's not on the side. It's strictly on top of the bed. So there's
that's a lot
of energy.
Well, I'm feeling it's almost like a vortex that's just kind of spinning, and the vortex is like light and dark. It's not just one or the other, it's both, which is good to be able to have that
you know, light and dark, which is good. However,
like
the vortex,
balance.
Yeah, it's a balance, but at the same time, it doesn't need to be on her bed.
Exactly.
That can get a person sick. So is there any way we can move it off the bed and maybe put it someplace where it wouldn't really hurt the individual while they're sleeping?
I can actually I'd have to put down my phone, but I can actually spin the energy with
huh?
my hands. And have it. I can spin the energy with my hands, and that
yeah.
can get in a great big energy ball, and then just go ahead and shoot it out. So I would need both of my hands to do that.
Right.
So I'm
going to
get off the bed because the vibration is just
oh, off. It's shooting me. It's getting to me, too, so because
yeah.
I'm connected with you. Okay. Thank you.
So I'm off the bed, and I'm standing on the floor, but she feels it, you know, all over the house. It does not matter if it's this bed or if it's the other bed. Like with me, I'm actually staying in the room that has a lot of the paranormal or has a lot of the paranormal activity.
Mm-hmm, right.
So last night, you know, we stayed up till 3 because I was trying to catch these footsteps and hear what this woman is hearing.
Uh-huh.
And I was just so tired from flying in. I flew in from Texas to Georgia, and then there's time difference.
Right.
So, you know, walking through the house seems fine. I've even gone, I went up in the attic a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the attic seems fine. I went out and I bought stuff to make spiritual balls. It's a good therapy for the family to get involved.
Right.
And see the making and the charging of the balls. And we're going to get them hung prior to Halloween. Well, prior to tonight anyway. But my hands are powered up. My hands, since just talking to you, I just have a major just energy running through my fingertips.
Oh,
so,
that's great. Well, you know, because, you know, me being in with your energy at this time, we're able to work together. Our spiritual selves are working together with this house. So our physical selves can now, you know, hold this conversation with this radio show. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about, let's get out of the room and close the room because that energy is so high level. And so let's go ahead and, if you can, just go, can you go someplace else outside of there?
Yep, I'm going upstairs.
Okay, great.
I'm going up the other stairs. I'm up on the top level. I'm going to take you into the room itself.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, and see how the energy goes. I'm actually closing the door in the haunted room.
Ooh, scary.
I'm actually in here, and there's a big mirror, just a big, big, from the ceiling all the way down. And, you know, they got high-definition TVs. I'm in the bathroom. For some reason in the bathroom, I feel heaviness at the time when I come in here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you feel it.
Yeah, I'm feeling a sadness, a huge sadness of despair.
Yes,
maybe
yes.
That's where they would go and kind of, like, feel where they could feel like they could have their space, their alone time, and be able to not be prosecuted for crying or feeling
well,
there.
The man that at one time owned this house, his family's been here a year, and it's
mm-hmm.
just been paranormal the whole year. But the man actually died in this house. He died in the bedroom I'm actually standing in
okay.
right now.
Okay.
So this is his bedroom.
Did he commit suicide at all?
I'm not sure. I really didn't go into details with the family.
Mm-hmm.
My main thing for coming here was just to check the energy, check the vibration, work with the children,
right.
work with the family itself, remove any negative energy. After I went to bed last night, I was up here in the haunted room, and the kids are actually across the hall from me, and the little boy is diagonally from me. But when I came to bed last night, you know, I was just exhausted. I put on a movie. I got the EVPs running downstairs. And the lady, the grandmother, starts hearing these footsteps again.
Oh.
She's running up and down the dining room, just back
right.
and forth. The louder and louder it gets. I didn't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
I even called for the spirits to come to me. You know, so what I did was burn some frankincense and myrrh in the dining room where all this activity was going on. And sure enough, later on that night, she starts hearing footsteps, but she said it was only 20 minutes. Usually it just on and on and louder and louder. So that she's the only one in the house that really hears these footsteps. Mm-hmm. And there's nine people in this house, 10 including me. And
right.
None of us are hearing it. But the vibration comes from her bedroom, which is right
yeah.
above where the footsteps are going back and forth. Now, I feel there's a little girl in here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. A little child.
There's a little girl. Yeah, and she's crying. She
uh-huh.
wants help. What I'm assuming is, just by what I feel is, we released an incubus, we destroyed the succubus, we sent
mm-hmm.
two into healing.
Mm-hmm.
But after we cleared all this, there's still that little girl. So the first night after the clearing, she heard footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the little girl was actually being held by the one nasty incubus. And once they were released from the house and sent into healing, the little girl was afraid to go.
Right.
So
right.
there's hearing these little kid footsteps running across the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
So later on tonight, I'm going to call to her and call on the angels and go ahead and send her on up into the light. But
right.
the other footsteps, we just can't, we can't figure it out. And until I hear it, you know, because, one, I'm clairaudient, but I get pushed, you know, I get tripped. If there's a spirit around me, they let me know that I've had nothing since I've been in here, but I've only been here one night.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm hoping that tonight, you know, we can just nip it in the butt, get the family into some healing, because I'm wanting it. I'm like, you know, where are you? Because
yeah.
spirits hide, you know, they stage the house, and when you're doing a stage, you really got to open up all the drawers, all the closets, you know, the garage. You got to do every inch of this house, but this house is humongous.
Is it?
There
oh, wow.
There's no way that they're able to stage this house.
So is this like, well, you know, that's a good point. You have to stage everything, and even the light sockets, the light bulbs, the water, you know, the hot water heater, because they love being around a lot of water, even underneath the toilet, in the, you know, bathroom, in the closets, in the vents. And if you have to take enough time to do that, since you're going to be there for so long, why not take the time and just do the whole thing?
I need a pretty tall ladder because the ceilings
yeah.
are so high and there's right. windows. So because I wanted to go through and anoint the house as well. I use Archangel Michael holy oil as well. And I want
right.
to go in and anoint the doors, anoint the house, you know, but I can't get up to the windows. There is no ladder. Well, there might be a ladder that can get me way up there.
Call in all angels, right? Let's call all angels to come and help out.
Yeah, and this is another thing. When they were in the attic, when all this was going on, you know, they've had teams come out here and work with this family. I mean, this family has just paid just amounts, several amounts of dollars to get these teams in, and nobody's been able to clear it until we cleared it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's still hearing these footsteps and stuff, so it was like, I got to go down there, you know, especially over Halloween because of the fear factor.
Right,
you
right.
know, the bells have finished on Halloween, so here I am, so I'm really going to start working. I'm going to go up into the attic right at dark, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to set up EVP up there. This is where she saw a full-blown apparition of a man before I ever cleared the house out. But these
right.
other teams came in, and they weren't able to do it, you know, and usually after the fourth night, they get full-blown paranormal haunting again.
Wow.
But we're actually on our seventh night. With us clearing this house. It was a week today that I actually, with my team, came in and cleared this house.
That's
so they had a pretty peaceful time other than, you know, the little vibration going on in the bed
mm-hmm.
and the footsteps that she hears. But I can't confirm any of that until I actually hear the footsteps myself. So we've got three nights.
You've been recording this? Like if yesterday you said you did some recordings on this. Did you listen to them and were you able to hear anything?
I listened to him, yes, but I didn't hear anything.
Hmm.
I mean, nothing. And, you know, with my clairaudience, I just hear so clearly, and I keep asking my guides, you know, if there's anything here, and they keep telling me no.
Well, you know what I'm feeling? What I'm feeling, it's more of a higher vibration, basically, a different dimension, per se. So, and the reason why I know this is my cousin, she has this portal that basically it's in her bed, and she reaches a different dimension while still in this dimension. It's like a one level up. So what she's hearing is not of this dimension, so of course nobody else can hear it, but she's still in both places, if you understand what I'm saying. And that's kind of what I'm feeling right here, is that it's a severed of dimensions. And that's why she's able. Have you ever heard, what was that movie called, when it was the ghost that you thought it was the ghost, but actually it was the movie of the ghost, but they were dead? Something like that, where they were living in the same dimension, but they were crossing over. I can't even remember the movie. What was it?
I don't know, but, you know, it's like shadow people. When you look at shadow people, that dark figure, you know, there's a lot of controversy about that. And I learned, you know, that shadow people, their dimension kind of overlaps into our dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a time travel type thing. That's why people are seeing them. You know,
yeah.
But they saw one in the closet. And, you know, I'm going to go right to the closet right now. Standing in front of the closet, and I'm putting my hand in it. This is where we picked up one of the demons, this inside the closet. And, you know, when you're talking about spirits and energy, you know, they manifest in clothes, they manifest just about anywhere. I just, you know, I'm left so much that I just go right to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just in the closet, and, you know, the closet's fine, but my hands are powered up. You know, I get in the tingling sensation as well while
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting room, you know, I've got the door closed, and I'm just in this room standing in front of this big old huge mirror, and I'm not a mirror person.
Right.
You know, my own haunting, I threw every single mirror out of my house.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I came in here last night, I told her, I said, can you do me one favor? Can you turn that mirror around for me so I can look at it all night? You know, and
That's exactly what happened to me when I was growing up, and my dad loved mirrors. He just had mirrors everywhere. And I swear I would cover my mirrors before I went to bed, because those mirrors, they were such a crossover for dimensions that I was just freaked out as a child. I didn't know what was really going on, but I could see people going back and forth through them. But yeah, I can appreciate those mirrors. But, you know, what I was going to ask you is that could you possibly at all go to the mirror that's in that room? Because I really feel there's something calling me to be able to, if you could just put your hand on it for me.
Okay, which one? Three. You want the big one?
The big one. The big one.
Okay, if I get pulled through, you're in trouble.
Okay, I'll lasso you with my energetic rope to make sure you're not going to be pulled through.
I'm grounded. Okay, here we go. My hand's on the mirror.
What a sensation. Yeah.
Feel
it's
it?
Definitely a portal.
So this mirror that I'm touching?
Yeah, that's a portal.
Okay, then to close a mirror is very simple. What you do is you put three crosses on it.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, you pronounce this mirror closed. But I will tell you, for anybody that's listening, when you do close a mirror, don't be the one to go back and clean that mirror off. Because if you go back and it's you, if you close the mirror and you go back in and you wipe it with Windex, guess what you're doing? You're opening up that mirror again. So I learned that the hard way, you know, through my haunting. But, yeah, I'm touching the mirror again, and it's just almost goes to the ceiling. It's like a closet mirror, you know, that's on the closet door.
Wow. Looks beautiful. Sounds beautiful. Yeah. But it's definitely the portal. Better close it.
Then I will close it.
Yeah.
And let me run back downstairs.
Okay.
Okay, just stay with me. I'm going to go get the oil.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks.
I'm going back through the house. Back down. I get so much exercise in this house.
This sounds back like a down. Huge house. It sounds almost incredibly beautiful.
Oh, it's this house is just awesome.
When did they build the house? Sierra?
Thank you. I'm here. I'm asking the woman. I'm back in the vibrational room.
Oh, okay.
20 years. 15, 20,
20
years.
Years. Okay, great.
But you got to understand, too, that here we're in Georgia, and I'm not too far from Atlanta, Georgia, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going back up the stairs. And here in Georgia, you know, it's Civil War territory. I mean, you think about Atlanta, Georgia, it's burned down to the ground.
Wow.
So, I mean, when I first came on to, hi, sweetie, when I first came onto both, you know, onto the street two blocks over, I immediately was feeling heaviness.
Yeah. Well, you know, like how when you were clearing my neighborhood, the amount of negativity that was in that area, can you compare the heaviness to that?
Oh, it's just as good. The heaviness is about the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes
wow.
to like two blocks.
Yeah.
And, you know, the funny thing is that they've had people come in here. I'm going to close the mirror, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Then I'm going to put my hand back on it.
Oh, wait, before you close that mirror, can you make sure that nothing's snuck into the room? So just make sure you do a clearing really quick-like and get those gooky monsters back in the mirror.
Yeah, hang on. Archangel Michael, please remove all negative energy from this room. Heavy thoughts energy, negative energy, attachments, everything, and send them back into my... I'm going to put the phone down, okay?
Yes, definitely.
One second. Okay.
Now, while she's doing that, does anybody have any questions or would you like to call in and perhaps give us some input or some ideas, even some experiences that you might have been having with some kind of incidents with ghosts or...
Okay.
This?
If it's done, I'm going to put my hand back on the mirror. Mirror's closed and tell me if you feel any different energy. Here we go. It's on.
Yeah, it's all it.
Yeah. A lot different.
When you did it the first time, it was like going, putting your hand in a lake, and I could actually feel the rippling effect of you being able to cross the dimensions with that. And then when you were doing the clearing, I did feel a bunch of different energies being sucked back into that dimension or into that mirror. So when you closed it and touched it again, it felt solid.
My hand's on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where you want it to be.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, tonight I'll be better with the mirror in here. So I don't know how the woman's going to feel when she comes and sees three holy crosses on a mirror because she just cleaned it.
Well, you know what? They don't want monsters, so they better put those crosses up there. But that's a good thing. So tell me a little bit more about what was going on, the experiences with the kids. Hold on. I got a question in the chat room. It says, when you see things out of the corner of your eyes, what is the best way to determine whether they are angels or entities?
As your guides, you know, this is one thing I can't stress enough is when you're talking to your guides, you know, you ask your guides only to bring in what is of the light. And your guides will make sure that whatever comes in will be a pure light. So with me, it's the feeling I get. You know, if I get the heaviness and the choking and the hit in the stomach, that tells me that it's negative. If I'm uplifted, because sometimes I feel like I'm just uplifted on my toes, you know, that tells me that it's not a bad energy. So you really got to look at the energy signatures. But if you're seeing something out of the corner of your eye, don't question it. If you're seeing it, ask your guides who it is. And your guides will tell you, and the first thing that comes into your head is your answer. Don't question it. Just go with it. And it took me a long time to figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, because my haunting was so severe and so demonic that even after I fled and moved to Pennsylvania, which was wrong because it was just another paranormal town, you know, I was still being hit and poked, and I associated every bit of that with the demon.
How long was the haunting? How many year, you know, year spans, or was it years, or was it months, or, you know, what age were you when your haunting happened?
I was actually 42 years old, almost 42. I'm 46 now, almost 47. So it was about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the haunting, I finally fled my apartment. I mean, I just left.
Wow.
And that was 9 months into my haunting. Well, I went to Pennsylvania. I left Texas completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I was good in Pennsylvania. I was still being poked, you know, but it was spirits, but I associated it all with demons. But the incubus went on attacking me for three years afterwards. It's just been like a year and a half.
Okay, Farah, what is an incubus?
An incubus, there's two. There's an incubus, which is a male. It's a demon. and there's a succubus, which is a female demon, and they come to you with sexual. It's a sexual type thing. It's almost like the movie The Entity.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember that movie with Barbara Percy.
Oh, that scared the heck out of me. But you know what? I had those experiences. So
yes.
When I was able to see it on the screen, I was like, ew. But you know what? I felt so relieved that other people had those experiences. It wasn't just me.
Right. And the demons, the negative uh-huh. energy. And it, like me, I was skeptic. You know, I didn't believe in ghosts. You know, I was like, okay, my twin sees ghosts. That's fine. It's not for me. But when I was actually full-blown in this haunting, and I'm going to tell you what I've learned from my haunting is for me to help other people go through what I went through, I had to go through that
right.
haunting to understand how they feel. Because
yeah.
now I'm able, you know, when they tell me what's going on, I can so relate to it. You
yeah.
know, but I had to physically learn that lesson and go through this in order for me to be able to help other people that are going through the same thing. And when I look at it at that point of view, I'm like, I can handle it.
Oh, that's
you know,
great.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'm a survivor, you know, because I was at the point where I was slicing my wrists. I was
oh.
at that point.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. No, it can drive you crazy because I remember when I was younger, you know, my crazy neighborhood, it was I'm going to talk a little bit about my neighborhood that I grew up in, was a very violent neighborhood. We had a lot of murders. We had a lot of people committing suicide. We had a family who a woman shot her whole family. We had recently, we had a little boy who ended up shooting his father in the head with a gun by accident. We had a man who hammered, he would go into the neighborhood garages and wait till everybody slept, and then he would go and hammer them to death. And then, you know, on and on and on and on. This is through the history of me growing up in that neighborhood. And my parents' house was so paranormal crazy that I saw so many freaky things and felt so many freaky things that when I turned 17, I left the house and I never wanted to go back, even though it was a beautiful house. But it was just the land, the property. And Sierra, you're so wonderful because my mom still lives there and in that big giant house. And then next door, we still own a house that is so haunted that nobody could ever move in there because there were so many horrific experiences that went in that house. They either went crazy or they committed suicide or, you know, went into severe depression. But you guys and your team went in there and fixed it.
Yes, I mean, yeah, so that's what we do. You know, I have a whole online team. I have a whole infield team. My support with the people, you know, it's just an ongoing thing. And before, you know, I got called into Georgia, you know, we were scanning this house every single night. They had a team come in, and they were here 7.5 hours a month ago, and they haven't heard anything from this team.
That's sad.
What they picked up. They had the Frank's box or the ghost mm-hmm. box going, and this family still has no clue what was found.
You know, that's sad because you gave me a full report of what you found, and a lot of it we could relate to. And to tell you the truth, my husband's a much better person because of it. And so, I don't know if that was correct to say, but, you know, his personality just changed. It shifted. And he's not as angry as he was prior to you doing this because I really do feel he's been influenced by a lot
right.
of negative energy. You know,
and
my grandkids are just doing really well right now. So it's wonderful.
That's why I wanted to come down here. You know, when they called me, they're like, can you come? I said, you know what? Let's not do 2 weeks from now. And even when I get home on Monday, I have a night investigation I have to do when I get home.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, you know what? Let's just do this. And let's not wait 2 weeks. Halloween's here. Let's just
mm-hmm.
have me come through and do this. And, I mean, they immediately got me a round-trip ticket to come in and help this family. And, I mean, the kids just adore me. But this little boy, you know, he went through night terrors. Even last night when I was here,
mm-hmm.
he was talking about this demon, but he's ADHD as well. And
mm-hmm.
he's on medication for that. And, you know, medication will enhance.
Right.
It's like opening a portal when you're medicated, you know.
I know.
So,
Yeah.
So I really got close to the kids last night. That was my main goal last night, was to have the children trust me enough. You know, so I even bought a Halloween outfit, pretty pajamas, Garfield pajamas. If they wanted to go out trick-or-treating, I was going.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's where I'm heading here pretty soon. Can you do me a favor? I'm feeling that you need to go back into the room with the vibration on the bed because I feel like it's been cleaned or cleared.
Okay,
or
we might have stopped. We might have sucked it right in because I did a major energy.
Yeah.
Hi, sweetie. I'm going, okay, I'm going back to the living room. I'm going back downstairs.
You're exercising there.
Okay, I'm on the lower level. I'm on the bed, and she's on the bed. Okay, I'm back on the bed. How does it feel?
Feels much stable. How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel great.
Is that vibration still there?
Is the vibration still there? Nope, we closed it.
Yay.
Yay!
See, there was a reason why I had to be with you on this call.
Yeah.
How does she feel?
She doesn't feel the vibration, but it comes at night. Me, I immediately felt it when I got on the bed.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
So once we closed up that mirror upstairs,
yeah.
Hopefully the vibration stopped. And I'll explain that to you in a little while.
Yeah, that's great.
You want me to walk through the house?
Sure.
Okay, I'll tell you where I'm going.
Okay, I'm asking everybody once again if they need any, they have any questions or if they want to call in, please do.
Yeah, I'm going back up the stairs. I mean, this house is beautiful.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. So is it a ranch house?
It's a two-story house, actually. It's a two-story house. It's got the big skylight ceilings. Mm-hmm. I'm in the dining room. This is the dining room where they hear the footsteps at night. I'm actually standing right here in the dining room.
Okay, there's a portal there, too.
Okay.
I'm picking up the portal is underneath the dining table.
That's what I had a feeling, too.
Yeah, there's a portal right there, and it's a dark portal. It's very small, but there's a dark portal there, like almost center.
In the center, see, under the table, it's got a cabinet doors.
Okay, well, that's an easy place for it to hide then, huh?
Definitely. I mean, because, you know, they put the chairs straight, and then sometimes they come back out, and the chairs are all moved. I'm opening the cabinet.
There's a Cookie Monster there, too. Hey, he needs to get back. Go on, get in there. We don't want him there.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm going to put the phone down.
Okay. She's going to go ahead and clear this one as well. Ooh, I'm feeling a lot of darkness in this area.
Okay.
Okay. Were you able to close
it? What I did was just twirl the energy.
Uh-huh.
I sealed it up, and then I sent it on.
Okay. Can you do it one more time? Because I feel there's like a residue of energy that's there.
Yeah, that's going to be normal.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you do any of the sound healing, perhaps maybe with sound? Do you have any of the equipment with tuning forks or with the singing bowls, any of that stuff? Because if you're able to bring in that kind of energy as well, you know what? I'm going to go and grab my tools so we can clear that residue.
Okay, I don't have anything like that. I have me.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and help you out here because I do have my singing bowl. That does a lot of this residue stuff.
Great, great. And lavender's good for that, too.
Oh, yeah, isn't it? I love lavender. And rose. I use a lot of rose, too.
See, last night I used the frankincense and myrrh. I lit it in the dining room and got it going.
I don't know if you hear that singing bowl.
I hear it.
Okay.
Well, you ready?
Good. Yep.
I'll put the phone down. Thank you. Okay.
How does that feel? Yeah. How's that feeling? Wow, I'm feeling the light coming in.
Yeah. What I did was put the phone down and my hands just go crazy. Just the energy in my hands, you know, sometimes I'm smacking it up against the thing I'm working on. And,
yeah.
You know, it's good. But I actually put the phone down instead of spinning the energy like I did the first time. I actually sealed it.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
But
that
I'm in the living room.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Yeah. High definition TVs in all the rooms.
Yeah. You know, with the electricity, that's where they like to go, too, is because the amount of energy that rolls back and forth, you know, that it's just incredible that they love to hide, like, with high-definition TVs. They'll hide in – they don't have tubes anymore, but they'll hide in the crystals that are in the television set. That's why it's so important that you're able to go in there and sage the television sets and sage the stereo equipment, because they love to hide in there. And if you can, you should also do the sound, you know, the high vibrational of the crystal bowls, because they can't maintain that vibration level. It's too high of a level for them to live in, so then they jet. They're out of there.
Okay, how can you feel me now?
Well, I'm just dinging away here. Let's go ahead and clean it, whatever's there, because I do feel there's a few entities that are hiding in the television set. I do feel them there. I don't feel them in the stereo, but I do feel them in the TV.
In the
oh, man, you got to get a window open, because they don't know where they're going. Get a door open. Get a window open. Get something open so they can just jet out of there.
And then I'm going back into the haunted room, because there's a window open for that room.
All right, let's get these things out of there.
Are you ready? Okay, here we
go.
Yep,
let's go. Oh. How you feeling?
You feeling?
Oh, man, I felt them just leaving. How about you?
Yes, sir. I'm still in the bathroom, actually, saying, just go on. It's okay. My hand's slowing down.
Yeah.
Usually when my hand slows down and stops, it tells me that we're done.
Yeah.
And now I'm still in the window. Hang on. I'm going to feel. I have feeling I'm going to have to do all vents and everything to fill them up. So my words are definitely cut out for me here.
Yeah, it sure is. There was quite a few little creatures that were kind of hanging on there. And they were so small that they could just hide anywhere.
Exactly. I want to take you one more room, though. I want to take
you. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the main one. Let's check this one out. I'm seeing one of the boys' bedroom, his bed by the window. Is there one by the window?
His bed's right by the window.
Okay, that's the one we need to work on. Is that the one that has the incubus?
It had the succubus, yeah.
Yeah, the succubus. Okay, because that's the one that we need to work on. There is an electrical outlet that's by his bed.
Yes. How did you know that? There's a lot of activity that comes through this electrical outlet. Mm-hmm. It's got a nightlight plugged in.
Well, that's what we got to close, because that's where she comes through.
Okay, well, let's close her up.
Ooh, she's a nasty little woman, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? But let's go ahead and do a suction, so you can go ahead and get all of that crap that's in the room that's hiding underneath his covers, in his bed, in his pillow, and let's suck all of that back out and then close that area.
Okay. I'm actually working on the plug right now.
Okay.
It's important that these plugs stay closed.
Oh, yeah. That's where they love making dimensions in those plugs.
Okay. The plug's done. You want to move to the bed?
Well, let's go ahead and clear the whole thing out. and tell everything, like the little bed bugs, they got to go. You know, there's no reason for them to make this little boy's life miserable. None at all.
I'm
so let's just, while you're clearing it, I'm bringing in the light. And you know, Archangel Michael's with us right now, and he is on fire.
Okay.
All right. How are you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm sweaty.
I
have the little boy in here with me, and he's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm doing your bed." So, his bed's been done.
Oh, I feel like it's really light in there now.
Yeah, you can actually see the light penetrating through, and his room's blue.
Beautiful.
It's a blue room. So
wow.
We closed up the plug, we did the bed. You know, we have three tape recorders. So I'm in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm touching his closet.
There's something going on in his clothes. Do you have sage or something? Because this stuff can be relieved. And make sure the window's open. Make sure that this stuff is just like pixie's crap, pixie energy. This house is full of activity. So, but these guys can be lifted just through a quick sage. So if you're able to get the quick sage in there, make sure you do the closet.
I will definitely. I'm sitting on his bed now.
Yeah.
I will definitely, I brought the sage with me.
Okay.
You know, I can definitely do his closet. I'm going to anoint the doors with the Archangel Michael oil. And just now, you know, it's just turning their way of thinking around, giving it the all clear.
Right.
Kind of shifting that subconscious from fear into positive.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we're going to do the spirit balls later. I'm going to get them hung in the closet.
Yeah.
And their rooms. This is something that I want to do for the family.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it for him. So I'm pooped.
I can see why. But you know what? There's been so, we were able to work together to be able to close a lot of the energies that, you know, that.
Why?
And we were able to do that.
You're going to go now.
Okay.
Now her room is purple.
Uh-huh.
She has a dream catcher hanging on her wall. And, you know, this is her room.
She doesn't feel like there's any energy there. However, she's very,
seven, and she actually sleeps with her door closed at night. Nothing bothers her.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She's actually gifted metaphysically. She's gifted. However, she's extremely grounded, and that's saving her God's grace because stuff that does occur, she doesn't even notice. Doesn't bother her.
You know, last night I told the little boy, I said, look, if you need me, I'm right across the hall. Just run in. Hi, sweetie. Just run in to my bedroom, you know, and sleep with me. So, but as far as the little girl, you know, nothing faces her. Her door's closed. She can sleep in. And the mother's the same way. I mean, I boot her out of her room, and she's sleeping on the couch while I'm here. But nothing faces her either.
You know,
nobody can. She just doesn't feel it. She doesn't see it. Not like the child, not like the grandmother.
Yeah, you know, and I think now both of them are going to be able to sleep a lot better, a lot more calmer. And then, you know, because those energies approach them for reasons, and because they're going to be a lot more calmer, especially with the spiritual balls, and knowing that the portals have been closed, it's going to be a nice day in their house, and I think they're going to be able to live there a lot longer and enjoy their time there.
I'm not sure how much time you got, but would you like for me to go outside?
Well, you know what? We only have 10 more minutes to do this, but I would like to do it more with you offline if you want to. We can do this after the show a little bit more.
That's great.
I'll stick with you for as long as you need me, and I'll be there with you. Because I've been doing clearings for many years. I don't do them as often because I really don't like getting involved with the energy. And then that's why I respect you so much, because you're able to go in there and you love what you do. And it amazes me that you embrace it and you help so many people. Now, how can people get a hold of you? What's your website?
Well, let me see. My website, I actually have a, if you punch in Sierra Sky on the internet or Spirit Rescue, I'm up all over the place. I mean, I have www.spiritrescue.web.com. That is my major website, my first website. I also have the Ning community, which is www.spiritrescue.ning.com. And that was created on 1/11 of this year through a vision that I had of all light workers, Wiccans, everybody coming together on one path. And we, mm-hmm. you know, tolerance is an important thing. We're not into the egos, but we're right. actually up to 1,530 people or 40 people last time I checked. And it's like a MySpace community, live chat in there. You know, you have yours as well. And
yes.
then we have, if you need help or if you need to get a hold of us, it would be www.spiritrescuers.org.
Okay, so, you know, I know you answer me right away if I go on your spiritrescue.ning.com. You're very good about getting back with people. And, you know, if you email, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and they email you, then you will contact them right away. You do sell the spiritual balls, and the spiritual, you haven't even talked about the spiritual balls, and we've got like maybe a few minutes to talk about them. So do you want to talk about a little bit about them?
Yeah. Okay. The spiritual balls is something that I make. The lion makes them with me. He's my infield protection, internet protection, the whole nine yards. And what we do is we take these balls and we color them. We color them in a gray. Once they're colored, we do a web of red ribbon that we curl into the ball. We get that to where it's like a maze-type thing. It's a web. It's like a web net. From there, we put patchouli in it. Okay, anybody can do that. It's a very simple process. But once we lock the ball, I take my I have a lot of energy in my hands. My hands power up. I charge the ball. I charge the ball with the intent that if any negative is around, what happens is it's mesmerized by the ball. It gets sucked into the ball. I charge it to lock it in, and then once it's locked in, if the ball breaks, then what we do is I charge it with the intent that whatever's in that ball stays in the pieces of the ball as it's broken, and that's the kicker,
mm-hmm.
is the actual charging of the ball.
Yeah.
But negative energy just loves them. You know, it's just that they're mesmerized by them, and they get too close, and it's like a roach motel. They check in, but they can't check out. You know, and I have my spirit balls, you know, all over the world. They're $5 a pop, but if there's a family that is in need that cannot afford the $5, then you know what? I'm going to send it to the family anyway.
Yeah. You know, Sierra, this has been so interesting, and it's just been so wonderful having you as a guest. And one of these days we're going to meet, you know. I don't know
yeah.
when, but. You know, I'm putting the intent out there that you and I and Lion and your team can enjoy some tea time together, maybe some margarita time, who knows. But thank you so much for joining us. And I'm going to go a little bit and talk a little bit about this. We're doing a... Soul's Journey is having their grand opening, and we're giving away $500 in gifts for those who want to join the Soul's Journey email list on soulsjourney.com. And also, we are having 12 Listen is running a special today for $2.75 a minute for some very special and very, very intuitive people to give you a reading. So it's only $2.75 on 12listen.com. Thank you so much for joining me, and I've had such a wonderful time here with Sierra Sky.
Thank
you. And we'll be seeing you soon. I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Everybody. Happy haunting. Be safe. Bye. Bye-bye.
Happy hockey. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.